Broadcasting live from the Roundtable Studio, we proudly present Remy's Roundtable, your exclusive Florida theme park podcast. Brought to you by the Magic Candle Company. And now, here are your hosts, Remy, Jen, Mark, and Nicole. It's showtime.
That's right. You guys are listening to Remy's Roundtable, the Florida theme park podcast. We are glad that you guys are with us today. We have a great show for you guys. Lots of stuff to cover. Lots of theme park news. Lots of renovations happening here at the beautiful state of Florida. You know where to check us out. It's remysroundtable.com, or you guys can just, buy your merch at Remy's Roundtable at tpublic.com as well. Well, you guys know me. My name is Remy, and with me, as always, is my beautiful... Wait a minute, she is not here. Where's my beautiful wife? Damn it, she is not here. She went on an errand. I am mad right now. I am so pissed off at her. Well, we have Mark and Nicole. Wait, they are both not here. Damn.
If you are exiting, please hold on to the handrails and stand clear of the doors until the monorail stops completely and the doors open.
I'll be your beautiful wife.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
I told you he was a weirdo.
I'm doing good.
Mike, it's working.
Jeremy, like I never thought I'd like you. I owe you $5.
It's my hips.
Jeremy, I owe you fucking $5. You said you could seduce your way into a podcast.
I'll Remy myself at your table.
Fuck, here you go.
Here, give me that.
That's real $5. I gave you $5. Okay, you're going to give it back to me?
No, I'm going to keep it.
Well, you won the bet.
You gave him $5, man.
I just gave him $5 out of my wallet.
That's awesome. So yeah, lots of stuff to cover. The theme park.
Yeah, lots of stuff for us to cover.
Yeah, unfortunately, we need to ask you to leave.
Okay, bye bye.
Right over here.
You just said goodbye,
Mike. I'm telling you, every time we do this, it gets easier to steal the pie. I put a wig on. I've got makeup, and it just walks out the door.
You see?
Why do I even dress up anymore?
Wait, he disappeared. Oh no, he's back. Wait, sir. Okay, just let me play this out for you. You have a podcast you work very hard on, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay, we're taking that from you.
You can't take that from us, strange man.
Okay, he says.
Oh, sorry, I fell into the role. I was being Remy's wife. I'm sorry.
Wait, no. Maybe he needs this. Go with
Stand up for yourself, Remy. Don't let these degenerates take your podcast.
Nah, take it. I'm done with it. Go ahead and take it. Take it over.
Yeah, take it. He never liked it in the first place. It's got to be hard to be your wife.
Is it not a good podcast? I thought we were stealing a good podcast. I don't want to steal it if it's trash.
Mike,
just
they're having
to
a lot of
away.
Fun over there at the theme park. We're wasting all this time in the studio.
I know, man.
All right. Well, you got season passes to something.
Busch Gardens.
That's a theme park.
And SeaWorld.
I have Universal. That's it.
Hey, Mike, we're doing all this work to steal this podcast. How about we just go to the theme park with this guy?
I'm not that rich, Jeremy.
I mean, I am a personal tour guide, so there you go.
He's a personal
hashtag
tour
humble
guide.
Brag, but you know, it is what it is. And you know what, Remy? Go find your wife is having a lobster dinner alone, and she thinks that you're late for her. Guess what? Today's your anniversary. And you're late for dinner with your wife, and she's waiting at the Red Lobster for you.
How dare you, Remy?
How dare you?
Yeah.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
I'm enjoying this lemon cookie.
Yeah, I was not a fan.
You didn't like it?
I ate it, though, because I'm not one to waste. I ate your weird lemon cookie.
They're delicious.
Hey, Jeremy, what's the most Florida thing that happened to you this week?
I wasn't in Florida this week.
Right, but what's the most Florida thing that happened to you this week?
People said hi to me.
Oh, that's nice.
Everywhere I went, if I made eye contact with someone, they went, hey, how you doing? How's your day?
And that's why you love Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The most Florida thing that happened to me is I drove past a gas station, and the sign that was posted outside of the road said, buy four tires, get alignment free. Key lime pie on a stick. It's the most Florida thing I've seen this week.
That makes sense.
And that is a real thing that I saw. Yep.
And it's no joke. It's probably really great. I don't like key lime pie, but I bet that key lime pie on a stick, it's worth every penny of that alignment.
That's right. So we're stealing Remy's roundtable, and you know what he discusses, Jeremy?
I have an inkling.
Florida theme park. Florida themed. Florida is the theme of the theme parks. Theme parks.
Does he just in
Florida?
Does he just do Florida theme parks?
Florida theme parks.
He doesn't go anywhere else.
Theme Florida. Florida themed theme parks.
So he doesn't go anywhere else?
That's correct. No Kings Island.
He doesn't go Dorney Park. No.
Not Disneyland, Disney World.
Okay.
Universal Orlando.
We're pretty well versed in those parks, Mike, I would say.
We are, Jeremy, because we live in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And the theme parks that we normally commute are Florida-based.
They're really the best ones.
I'm not a fan of theme parks.
Why?
Theme parks, okay. So when it comes to claustrophobia, I'm not claustrophobic in, like, a box. You put me in a box that I can't move and it's dark, I'll probably be okay. You put me in a room filled with people that are all having their own little chit-chats and I'm in the middle of this throng of human beings, I get claustrophobic. And so the theme parks...
I didn't even know what happened.
And so the theme parks kind of fall into, it's different, like, it's, the last time that I went to a theme park, they were like, do you want to go to a theme park? I said, no. And they said, do you want to do it, but, like, only for, like, $50? I was like, even then, for only $50 to go to the theme park for the day, I was like, I don't know if I want to do that still.
So you're saying that. You're saying that it's being around a bunch of people having their own conversations.
It's
so you're overwhelmed by...
I'm overwhelmed by these crowds.
How small you are.
And that's what theme... What?
It's how small you are.
No.
This whole world is happening around you. All these conversations, it's all happening.
Oh, you're talking about perspective.
Yeah, you're stuck in this line. You can't get out. And
It's just overwhelming.
Everyone's living their lives and you're... For some reason, you're overthinking the situation you're in.
No.
No?
No. Like, I have really bad ADHD, and hearing all these conversations is overwhelming for my brain because I try and keep track of what everyone's saying, and then I can't. What do you mean, why?
Why are you listening to everybody else?
Because I can hear them.
Yeah, but you talk to the person next to you.
Right, but I try to do that, but then I can still hear them, and so my brain, I get overwhelmed because all the stimuli.
Yeah, because you're choosing to hear them, too, instead of shutting them out.
But I can't.
We all hear them. I hear them.
Right.
My problem is, like, wow, she's got a nice butt. Like, I look over and I go, oh, nice butt.
Yeah.
I really don't give a fuck what people are talking about.
But the thing is...
Who gives a shit what they're talking about?
I don't give a shit what they're talking about either. It's the fact that I can just hear them. It's all these conversations happening.
And then you laugh. Someone says something dumb over there. And you go, yeah, what an idiot.
Well, that would like rely... But that's the problem, Jeremy. You would have to focus on what that one group of people is saying. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that they all happen simultaneously.
Yeah.
I can't pay attention to any of it. I can't pay attention to the person that I'm talking to in front of me. It's very difficult for me.
You have problems focusing.
I can't. I can't dial in to a conversation with somebody. All this stuff is happening around me, and it's just overwhelming. And I don't like being in that situation. So that's why I don't like theme parks, specifically. I love the rides. I love that personal experience that you have once you get on the ride. The hour and a half to 2 hours that you have to wait... In order to do that is not worth it for me to get the joy that I usually get from riding these rides. That's the issue that I usually have.
30 seconds to 60 seconds long.
Yeah.
Right.
So you get this ride, you get this big rush of adrenaline, you have this really great experience all to yourself.
After waiting an hour.
And then that wait is, it kills me. It kills me.
So here's this is this is how I feel about the wait in these places, right, Mike? Everyone's lined up in the queue. We're all waiting to get on the ride, right? This is what makes the difference between a roller coaster park and a theme park. A roller coaster park, it's just lines, metal bars.
Yeah.
You walk up the stairs, get on the ride, go. The theme park, you walk through a castle. You walk through the garden of the IP.
Walk through the Daily Planet.
The thing that it is. But right, Spider-Man, that's a good example. Yeah. I think that was one of the first ones I remember that did it, where you walked in and you walked through the Daily Bugle.
Yeah.
You walked through and the telephones were ringing and you could like grab a door and shake it and a silhouette would pop up and interactive doors.
Uh-huh.
Men in Black has that at Universal. If you shake some of the doors in the Men in Black ride, the little cockroach aliens will talk to you, or like lightning will hit the door. I can't remember which, but
yeah.
The theme of theme parks is what I'm all in for.
Yeah.
Rides are cool. I don't even ride most rides anymore. I've been on ride. I'll ride the Haunted Mansion at Disney.
Yeah.
Cause I love the Haunted Mansion. I'll ride Pirates of the Caribbean. One of my favorites since I was a kid, but I don't really go for these couple rides.
Sure.
I go because all the trees are perfectly manicured.
The whimsical experience.
It's the theming. It's a theme park.
Uh-huh.
When you step into this part of the park, it looks like this.
Morocco.
And they do. And it looks like, and they serve that food at Epcot.
No Asian people in Canada.
There are Asian people in Canada. But I like the theming of a theme park. So when you say you don't like theme parks, I think what you're really saying is
I don't like
you,
crowds.
Right. You just don't like large gatherings of people.
But not, okay. So there's an extent. I can handle a concert, right? Because the music overrides the crowd. I'm not claustrophobic in spaces. I'm claustrophobic with like stimuli. So if there's a concert going on and I'm in a mosh pit being crushed and there's people all around me and they're all saying things, blah, blah, blah. I can't hear them because I'm listening to the super loud speakers that'll make me somewhat deaf by the time that I leave. So that I'm totally fine with concerts. It's not that. It's just these people, these conversation claustrophobia.
So why can't, when you're standing in line for, pick a ride. Give me a ride.
Jaws.
No, a real one.
Jaws.
You can't.
That's a real ride.
No, that's nostalgia. You can't do that one. If I took my wife and you brought your daughter and we went to a theme park, we'd be waiting in line for a ride. Okay, the Mummy. So we're waiting in ride for the Mummy. There's the TVs are playing the story of what's
there's
happening.
There's all these crates.
Yeah, there's interactive things.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of moments where you're just sitting there and you're not just standing outside in the sun, you're standing in a crypt of ancient Egypt with the creepy noises and the dark glow and cobwebs and stuff. So it's themed.
Yeah.
But you're just standing there. And so we're talking. I'm talking to you about whatever.
Right.
And then people around us are also having their own conversations. What's the difference of a concert blasting their music in front of you versus I'm standing right in front of you and we're talking to each other?
Because there's
the loudest thing. I'm paying attention to you,
right?
And you're paying attention to
me. I'm not saying it's impossible for me to eventually hone in on it. It's difficult.
So I think theme parks are a different...
Can you talk to a human being and talk... Like, if you're talking to somebody on the phone and then there's also somebody standing in front of you, would you be able to differentiate the two conversations to be able to talk to each person individually?
Oh, yeah.
I can't do that.
Well, I mean, I'm going to tell one of them to hold on. I'm not going to have two conversations at once, but
So what happens to me
I can see that person wanting to say what he wants, and I've already got an answer in my head, and I'm like, you hold on.
So say, for example, Delaney comes up to me. I'm talking to her mom on the phone. Delaney comes up to me. She says something. But Caitlin's also talking to me in the phone. I will go blank stare as both of them are talking to me and I can't hear either one of them. Does that make sense? And then when they both stop talking, I say, listen, I don't know what either one of you said.
You're on the phone with her mom, unless it's an emergency. She shouldn't really be interrupting that phone call anyways. So if she is, then I'm going to assume it's an emergency. So focus goes to daughter, right? And then if it's not an emergency, you're like, hold on. She's asking me a question. Okay, question answered. I'm back to you. It's a switch. And then it's also judging the situation of, are you just giving me nonsense right now? Or who's more important to talk to in this moment and why?
So say, for example, you take that aspect and then Delaney, who's coming at me with something that really isn't that important. If I don't say anything to her, she'll talk louder.
Because I'm on the phone with your mom.
Right.
I'll be with you in a minute. I'm on the phone with your mother.
Yeah. So I'm too busy trying to hear what Kaylin's saying to me and trying to ignore Delaney that I end up not hearing either one of them. Hmm. That's how it goes.
So that does sound like more of a unique perspective on something.
So that's why I hate theme parks.
But theme parks, I think, are great. As we're so opposite on this, because I think theme parks are great. Even if you're standing in line.
I love the rides, Jeremy. I love these theme park rides. It's not worth me being uncomfortable around all these people to go to. Yeah.
Rides are rides wherever you go. The carnival, the fair, the state fair, they're all rides. Rides are rides. The Harry Potter ride's not any different than a ride in some bumfuck park. It just has screens that play different movies on them. Like, it's the rides.
I beg to differ. Those fair rides give me nausea.
It's the theming of a theme park that makes you enjoy your time there.
Uh-huh.
You're waiting in line, but you're waiting in line, and there's like, you go into the Hogwarts castle. You're waiting in line. It's an hour-long ride, but you're on this bridge in the middle of a castle that looks vast and dark.
It's an hour-long ride?
No, the wait.
Oh, is, hour-long
it's
wait.
It's an hour-long wait.
Oh.
And so you're standing on this little bridge in the middle of the castle you've seen in the movies. You're in the castle, and there's projections. The ghosts are coming out of the wall, and they're talking to the people in
Hagrid
line.
Hagrid jumps up and flashes you and runs away.
He rubs his dick real quick and fucking disappears. There's the Dobby shows up and fucking...
Dobby!
Yeah. You're standing in line, and all these things are happening in the queue. It's themed. You're waiting in line inside of the castle of Hogwarts. You're in the castle. I'm here. Oh, I wore my robe. I'm so obsessed with this thing. I've got my wand, and I'm waiting in line.
You bought a wand?
No, I in don't this have scenario? A wand. No, I don't give a fuck about Harry Potter, but I appreciate the theming. It's why I like Pirates of the Caribbean. You're waiting in line. You look over through the little slots in the wall. There's two skeletons playing chess. And you can hear them talking to each other, and it fades, and the volume gets different as you walk through the queue, but you know they're still there playing chess. The theming is great. The Back to the Future ride, you're being briefed by Doc McBrown.
Doc McBrown?
Doc McBrown. Marty McBrownface. he's telling you.
All right, Jeremy, let's get to brass tacks. Talking about like things like Disney, we're around Disney. Disney's one of the parks that's near us. We have Disney World here in Florida. All right, so do you want to know some facts about Disney?
Lay them on me, dude.
Okay. So do you know what Walt Disney's last written words were before he died of lung cancer in 1966? So Walt Disney scribbled down two words before he died. It wasn't his last spoken words, but it was his last written words that he wrote down with a pencil. This is true. When I tell you the answer, it's true.
Tell me the answer.
Kurt Russell.
He didn't want to hire Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell had already done a couple things because Kurt Russell was a kid.
Yes.
In 1966. He had done a couple of projects, and no one knows the context. So it's like Walt Disney saying, Kurt Russell, no, he's the chosen one. I must let everyone know that Kurt Russell, I'm Walt Disney. Kurt Russell's the chosen one.
Kurt Russell, he murdered me.
it was Kurt Russell the whole time.
He beat me to death.
He gave me this cancer. That boy, that young boy, Kurt Russell. He said it'll be my downfall.
I fucked him, okay?
Now, cryogenically freeze me.
I fucked him.
Oh, Walt Disney, you silly old man. Jeremy, do you know how many people die in Disney World?
Nobody.
That's not true.
Nobody dies in Disney World. Yes, they do. They die outside.
No, they don't.
Right outside Disney World.
No, they do. Well, actually, I see what you're saying, and I see where you're going with this, Jeremy. And that kind of tracks with what we're talking about. So Disney World is meant to be this very, very safe place. Are you safe when you're in Disney World? Absolutely not. You're at risk of dying.
I've never felt at risk ever.
You're gonna die when you go to Disney World. Mike, you know there was
Mike,
a kid.
Let's think about sponsorship here, dude. We're taking Remy's round table.
Yeah, okay. So you
Disney's
know,
great.
You know who died at Disney World, Jeremy?
You know who's amazing? Disney.
Is it though? Because a lot of people die there.
We'll take tickets. We won't die there.
I emailed Disney. They did not respond to me. That's true.
Did you tell them that we won't die there?
I mean, no. I said, I know people die at your park a lot of the time, but I want to encourage you. You know what, Disney? You need help. Send us free tickets we can send them to our listeners.
The subject of your email, mysterious deaths at your park, was your subject. They haven't gotten back to me. I don't know why.
All right. So there's a kid has been eaten by he was attacked by an alligator in Disney. And his cause of death was drowning. That may have been Disney, because the alligator grabbed him with his mouth and brought him into the water. And so,
it sounds like an alligator problem.
The quote unquote cause of death for that child was drowning, whereas I would beg to differ that it was alligator. Anyway, another kid.
Wait, it was the death by drowning symptoms, alligator attack.
Right.
Symptoms.
There was
death
an
roll.
Alligator attack attached to the child when he drowned, but that is neither here nor there. Nor was it Disney's liability that we had an alligator. The bars were high enough to keep the boy out.
COVID death. He was killed in a motorcycle accident. Well, you know.
But anyway, there was another kid in a Disney water park that died due to an amoeba.
A single amoeba?
It all comes down to amoebas, Jeremy, in Florida. Those amoebas, you're never safe from amoebas.
You know, you brought amoebas into my life, Mike. Honestly, as a Florida kid that's grown up in Florida, born and raised, love the state, I was never scared of amoebas. But I did always look at questionable water like, nope. Can't swim in that because bad things will happen.
Yeah.
It is amoebas. I just didn't have a word for it. I was like, nah, shit fucks with your body if you jump into that.
Yeah, the amoeba will swim up your dick hole and get into your brain.
But it was just a knee-jerk reaction. It was literally you looked at the body of water and you went, nope, that's not safe.
So the water's not safe anywhere in Florida.
That's not true.
Don't go into it. So the children are dying from amoebas and alligators. There's never a safe water at Disney because of the water. The things that live in it.
Hey, if there's signs, there's signs. All right? There's going to be a sign.
So, Jeremy, you know how other people die at Disney? Disney World. This is the scenario.
Mike, I might want to be sponsored at some point.
A man.
We can walk around.
Goes into
some
Disney.
Dole Whips.
At the nighttime.
Okay.
The nighttime of
Mickey
Disney.
Mickey Mouse ice
Mickey
cream.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse ice cream bars. Free.
No, these are all things that you can find. So a man goes into Disney late at night.
It's very accessible to learn how dangerous it is.
Yeah, don't go to Disney because of the deaths.
No, always go to Disney. It rarely ever happens.
So when you go to Disney, you can run into this scenario that I'm about to explain. So a man goes into Disney late at night. Everyone's left, so you're not there. But the Disney employees are, Jeremy. And you know what they have to deal with? A man with a gun who's holding their security guards hostage because he wants to talk to his girlfriend. But she works at Disney, and so he's wanting to talk to her. But she says, I guess no, she doesn't want to talk to her crazy boyfriend. So he releases all the guards and then shoots himself in the head.
So then the janitorial staff has to come.
Somebody had to clean that up at Disney.
Right. Before everyone gets there, which is a great reason to why you should go, because if horrible things happen, it's cleaned up real quick. Mm.
And like you said, Jeremy, a lot of deaths don't happen inside of Disney. They happen outside of Disney.
Outside.
Which a lot of these deaths
are... No one's ever died inside Disney.
Heart attacks, heat stroke, walking around with pre-existing conditions that you may not have known about per Disney. And then you die. But Disney has won and lost a large amount of lawsuits for wrongful death because Disney, if you have a medical condition in the park, they're very slow to respond because they do not want to create a kerfuffle of having emergency services come to your aid in the middle of their park.
That sounds like hearsay, Mike.
Nope.
How do you know that's true?
Because they have lost several lawsuits to negligence because of these situations.
Of course, they hire a bunch of fucking 16-year-old kids to do stuff.
But then they may also, Jeremy.
It doesn't mean their policy is like, watch them die first.
No, what I'm saying is they are a family-friendly park, and they're going to go to all lengths to kind of keep things hush-hush, and they're more worried about keeping it hush-hush than saving your life.
I see what they do at Disney World. Is they grab you and they bring you down to those tunnels where they have medical booths, and then they contact, at the same time as they grab you and bring you to the tunnel, they contact local paramedics, which are probably on call for Disney, and they show up, meet up in the tunnels, and try to assess the situation.
Right. So what happens is you're having a heart attack on the, let's say, the teacup ride. You're having a heart attack, and so you're dying, and then Mickey Mouse comes in and says, oh, would you like a hug? And then he grabs you up, scoops you into his arms, and then carries you there. Oh, you're having so much fun!
I imagine probably not, but...
And then he takes you to the tunnels where you wait for a paramedic.
Maybe themed medical response, so they do show up dressed up like the land, so if you, like, collapse at Men in Black... A bunch of secret agent looking guys show up with a stretcher.
They start flashing people's eyes, yeah. But no one pays attention because they think it's just part of a show.
You do it at The Simpsons and a bunch of like Bart runs out with a stretcher and they all pick you up.
Well, that's Universal.
Well, yeah. But
yeah.
Disney, you pass out at where the Muppets at Disney.
Hey, everybody. Future Michael here. Just wanted to tell you about our band of the week, Fox Cult. Courtesy of Adventure Cat Records, a independent record label who is helping artists make some really great music. So you guys should not only check out Fox Cult, but also the record label itself, Adventure Cat Records. They're putting out some really good stuff, and they've actually sent us a few bands to play over the next month or so. And it's some really good stuff. We're not only supporting independent artists, but also independent labels. If you're willing to send us your music to promote, then we will do it. And so long as we're not so inundated, we don't even charge for it. So we're brought to you by Dungeon Studios, makers of 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons modules. You can go to their website, dungeonstudios.co, to download a module today. Modules are really awesome, well done, extremely professional, the same style of modules that you get from Wizards or any of the other third-party people. They're putting out some really, really great stuff. If you haven't checked them out, I highly recommend it. Yeah, treasures in the ground, clues all around you. You just have to look. Who knows? Maybe there's another clue in this episode.
So, Jeremy, do you like trivia?
Sure.
You think that you're a fun park guy when it comes to parks, okay. Theme parks, right? Do you want to try and answer some trivia questions?
Sure.
All right. So I may have blackmailed a human being. May have.
Wouldn't have been the first time, Mike.
So in Remy's Roundtable, they do trivia, you know, themed trivia about parks and everything. They have this gentleman named Ryan who comes in and does the trivia. So we have Ryan from the Remy's Roundtable podcast giving us trivia, just like that podcast, in a normal, not under duress.
Consent?
They're very consentful, right?
Is consentful a word?
Consenting. All right, Jamie, let's go to Ryan.
Hello, this is Ryan, your trivia tour guide. I've been told that it's critical, imperative that I create this trivia tour. Please Please don't hurt anybody. I'll do the tour. I'm going to be taking you on a tour of Space Mountain in the Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World.
Ooh!
First, a little bit about the history behind the attraction. It was an idea that was originally intended for Disneyland, but was eventually moved to Walt Disney World and was the park's first major thrill ride.
We're going to get like turkey legs or something?
It was sponsored by the Radio Corporation of America, which gave $10 million for the attraction.
Wow.
The attraction opened in the mid-1970s, and soon other iterations would open throughout other Disney parks across the world due to its popularity. Now let's head to our trivia tour.
Are you ready, Jeremy?
Here's how it'll work. I'm going to give you 10 different questions. After each question, I'm going to give a brief 5-second pause. In that time, you can pause the audio clip. From there, you can come up with an answer. After all 10 questions, I'll give the answers, and you'll be able to see how you did.
Trivia, Jeremy.
These questions will take a walk through the queue and the ride of the attraction. As we're standing outside, let's consider the name of the attraction, Space Mountain. That name, Mountain, is a bit odd considering that there is no mountain inside the ride. That portion of the name was inspired by which attraction in Disneyland?
All right, Jeremy. Space Mountain inspired. The word mountain in Space Mountain, what was that inspired by?
Splash Mountain.
That's a great idea, Jeremy. Splash Mountain. I agree with you. Splash Mountain. Put it down.
Okay.
Splash Mountain is the answer. It's got to be Splash
Mountain. Look at the exterior, that iconic white building. It's quite different in the Disneyland Paris version of the attraction, which was originally referred to as From the Earth to the Moon. It was based on a book of the same title.
Le Space Mountain.
Written by which French author?
Ooh. So what French author, Jeremy, wrote Space Mountain? Van Gogh.
Who gives?
He wrote a... What?
Who gives a fuck?
is that your answer?
Sure.
Do I want to double down twice? Okay, how about this? I'll be super mean. It was Michel Lagrange.
How about Les Miserables?
Yeah, there you go. Because
that's how I feel.
Oh,
Miserable.
Why?
Miserable.
Why, though?
Now let's enter the building. There's a sign that says Starport in front of us, and below it, it says a number. What number is listed on the Starport sign?
Starport.
1941.
Seven? You say 1941. I'm going to write these down. Jeremy says 1941. I say seven. This was supposed to be fun, Jeremy.
Here we are. Imagine.
Next question, Jeremy.
Now we're going to head down a hallway and up a ramp. There's maps on one side stating different Earth stations. Each of the Earth stations is actually a different Space Mountain at a different Disney park throughout the world. Who was the first person to make a map of the world?
Gary. Is it Gary?
Charles.
Was it Gary?
I think it was... It's Gary or Charles.
All right, Jeremy says Charles. I said Gary.
Christopher.
With Christopher?
It's Christopher.
I'm writing Charles/Christopher.
Now we're heading down a hallway. On both sides, there's different windows that make it look like we're out in space now. We can see different stars. Speaking of stars, the Milky Way galaxy smells like a combination of what food and what liquor?
Strawberries and blue Curico. Jeremy?
I don't like it.
What does space smell like, Jeremy? Food and liquor.
Almonds.
Almonds?
And Kahlua.
Kahlua?
I hope.
All right, Jeremy. Yours actually sounds pretty appealing.
Now, down this next hallway, there's different interactive video games. The first ever video game that was made in the 1950s is similar to Pong. What national lab in Upton, New York, was that first video game invented at?
A lab? a lab in New York that the video game was invented at? Jeremy, do you know of any New York labs?
You know, my last girlfriend, she was fluent in New York labs.
In New York?
unfortunately, I did not retain any of that information. Yonkers.
Yonkers! Says Jeremy. I'm going with, what is the, was that a prison that you said? No. Is Yonkers a prison?
I mean, there is one there.
No. I'm going to say upstate lab.
Upstate lab?
Upstate.
You just took a whole group of places.
I'm going to take upstate. continue. Let's keep going with this great trivia.
Now we're in the area for boarding and takeoff for the different rocket ships. What are the names of the two tracks that are available?
Oh, Jeremy. Jeremy, have you been to Disney World?
Archimedes.
Ooh, Archimedes.
And Helios.
Jeremy, do you know these? Is that something that you know? I'm going to say Orion. And where we're going, we don't need roads.
It's a lot to put on the side of a ship.
Don't it's a lot need of, roads.
That's why they call them like Apollo.
Wait, are you going to take Orion or are you going to take where we're going? We don't need roads. Oh, I'm bidding on him for the Kentucky Derby.
Now we're on the rocket ship. We're ascending up the first hill. We can see astronauts that are upside down. What is the number of seconds a person would have consciousness in a spacesuit with a leak?
Three. It's three. 3 seconds.
Seven.
Seven? All right. I think it's three. I think you're
now as we're
moved.
Zooming through the stars on the rocket, we approach a red tunnel
before.
With lights.
I've not.
Quite similar to a scene from the classic film 2001, A Space Odyssey. Who portrays the character Dave, who delivers the classic line, "Open the pod bay doors, Hal," in the film 2001, A Space Odyssey?
Did he say who says it? Wait, what did he say? What was the question, Jeremy?
Who plays David?
Who plays David?
Mm-hmm.
The actor? Is it Arnold Schwarzenegger?
How?
Open the bed door.
We're not going down like this.
Stop the reactor. Free Mars.
Cancel the prime directive. Hey, cancel the prime directive.
Oh, thank you, Stallone.
Hey, I don't know who you think you are. You better close down. It's not my fight.
Who do you think it is, Jeremy? What's your guess? Stop. Get off your fucking phone. I'm going to say Joan Rivers. Joan Rivers. And what's your guess, Jeremy? Is it Johnny Depp? Is it Kang? Is it Kang?
Keir Dulia.
Who?
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell?
Keir Dulia.
Jeremy says Kurt Russell.
Now it's time to exit the attraction.
Oh.
As we're exiting, we can see other destinations for potential space travel. There's a piece of luggage that says it's from Mesa Verde. That is a reference to which now-defunct Disney World attraction?
It's gotta be Wait. The Cat in the Hat.
What was it?
Defunct Disney World attraction. The Cat in the Hat. Nope, that's Universal. Do they still have the teacup ride?
The 2,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
2,000 Leagues Under the Sea. And I'm going to say the Spider-Man. Nope, that's Universal. teacup ride. I'm saying teacup ride.
Now that concludes our trivia tour on Space Mountain.
All right,
let's go through the answers.
All right.
The name Space Mountain was inspired by the Disneyland ride The Matterhorn, which is also a mountain.
Both wrong.
The Paris version, From the Earth to the Moon, was based on the book by author Jules Verne.
Nope, we got that wrong too.
The number on the starport sign is 75, named after The year the collection first opened.
I said seven.
Still not a point.
It's the first person to make a map of the world was the ancient Greek Anaximander.
Charles, for short.
I said Gary.
The Milky Way smells like a combination of raspberries and rum.
Oh, I said strawberries.
You're close.
The first video game was invented in Brookhaven National Laboratory.
Nope, we were both wrong.
The two tracks available on the attraction are Alpha and Omega.
Ah, you were closer.
A person would still have consciousness for 10 seconds
in a
spacesuit with a leak. In 2001, A Space Odyssey, the character Dave is portrayed by actor Keir D'Elia.
We were both wrong.
The Mesa Verde tag on a piece of luggage is a reference to the...
Oh my god, you did.
Yeah, I know.
So you were closer.
I know.
Even though you went with Kurt Russell.
I know, I said that and you were like, what? I went, I don't know, Kurt Russell.
The now defunct ride Horizons, which used to be located at Epcot.
We were both wrong.
Thank you for joining me on this trivia tour.
Thank you, Ryan.
I got one more.
Again, I've done what you asked. Just please leave everyone else alone. And if you are looking for more information, more facts and figures, and more deep dives, you can join me on my podcast, Cases of Continuity, where I take a full season to take a deep dive into a book, film, or television series.
Fascinating.
This season, I'm working through the James Bond series, and I hope you'll join me there.
Wow.
And thank you for joining me once again on this trivia tour.
Thank you, Ryan, of your own accord. We appreciate your time and effort. So that was fun, Jeremy.
Did you kidnap that guy?
No! Why would you say that?
I was gonna fall asleep.
It was exciting.
That's stuff I do listen to sometimes when I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
I'll grab like some theme park.
Yeah.
Thing where they're just monotone. They're like, and then in 1947, the person fell over and that's where this building is now. It's, you know what I mean?
It'll
just be some random facts about, and the curtains hanging in the window were actually Walt Disney's curtains.
There's cum on those.
Walt Disney's cum. Actually, that's the inspiration for Mickey Mouse. He came onto a blanket.
And saw the shape of a...
two big round ears. Mickey Mouse.
Wait, no, it would have been Steamboat Willie. Get it? Willie is a dick.
The Willie dick.
And that's why he, like, there's a scene of Mickey Mouse, but he's not Mickey Mouse yet, and he's like, he's on an assembly line with a bunch of blocks of cheese, and then he's making it into Swiss cheese with all the holes, but he's using his dick to make all the holes in the cheese. So he fucks the shit out of this, like, cheese wedge and then puts it on the conveyor belt, and he's whistling the whole time. Yeah.
Penis cheese.
Jeremy, you used to work at an amusement park.
Yes.
You worked at Universal.
I did.
Planting flowers. Yep. Like a fairy.
Mostly watered them.
Yeah.
Most of the job was watering.
Oh, that's funny, though.
Yep.
But you got to do, you've told, we've actually had the conversation on the podcast before that when you were doing, I think it was our Just Two Guys heist, if memory serves me right, and you got to talk about how, like, you had that job and, like, you go ride the mummy and stuff.
Yeah, my lunch break.
Yeah, because you worked there.
Yeah, so...
So what's the... Is everyone fucking each other? What's the deal over there?
There. Well, yeah. I mean, that's any job, right?
Oh, sure.
Any job.
Yeah.
People just see each other every day, and that becomes your life.
Yeah, and then you're horny.
So those are the people you fuck and become friends with. But, no, it was cool. You show up. I worked overnight. So I'd show up and... The rides are still going, and, like, the lights are on, but it's dark outside.
Yeah.
So it's like an empty theme park, but everything's still going.
You can hear the roller coasters off and...
Yeah, people are testing the rides. Like, there'll be one guy with his arms up, and he's just riding a roller coaster at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
He's testing the ride.
Yeah.
And then there's someone at the booth, and the rides always run. They only shut down if there's a problem. So the rides are always going. And, you go through and what was cool for me is when you're watering the plants, like when you're watering stuff, you slowly go through the park. So you slowly go through the park. You see all the little plaques that explain what you're looking at. Everything's historic. Everything that's there is based off of something.
Yeah.
Nothing in the park is just a random piece of site. It's been placed there for a reason. It fits the theme of the area you're in.
Yeah.
So there's like little fun facts and little hidden Easter eggs all throughout the park.
Little doodads.
So when you're watering plants, you're just chilling. You're like, oh shit, that's the thing from Ghostbusters. And it's just a like little statue coming out of these bushes. Like it's not a thing. You just walk by it.
Or like there's like some sort of like a sewer cover that's got a logo of a character on it or something.
Yep. There's just a little thing that it's just an homage. There's homages everywhere throughout the park. And
hence the word theme, going back to that concept.
That's why they're so fascinating. That's why I love theme parks so much.
Yeah.
They really put the thought. Now, which IP they decide to go with,
right,
is their prerogative.
Like how do you get rid of Back to the Future? How do you replace that with the fucking Simpsons?
Universal's is becoming Minions.
Yeah, all over the place.
And I don't give a fuck about Minions.
No!
Like, I don't know anything about them, nor do I give a fuck, but
the Monster Cafe,
it's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
There used to be a big mummy and a big swamp guy and a big vampire and a Frankenstein.
Yep.
Dancing around on the top, spinning around on this little doodad.
And I really do think in today's day and age, there needs to be an adult side to a theme park. Like Epcot. Epcot is kind of the adult. You don't take kids to Epcot.
Why not?
You can. I enjoyed it when I was a kid.
Isn't Tower... No, Tower Terror is at MGM.
Right.
Yeah.
No, Epcot is going through the world carousel, the different countries.
Yeah.
And then the big globe, Spaceship Earth.
And you come in through on Mexico.
That's there is different ways to go, and I like to start in Morocco.
In Morocco or
it's,
Mexico?
It's Mexico, Morocco's there. Oh. It's you start on one side of the globe.
Mexico adjacent.
Around. And you go to Japan. Japan's cool. You walk into this big shopping center where they have like plushies and stuff, and they're like making oysters, and they have the kids come up.
Shucking oysters?
Yeah, to get pearls.
In real life?
Yeah, they open them up to get pearls. They have like tanks with them, and then the kids come up and they open them up and they get pearls.
That's expensive.
Stuff. Not really. It's like $25 or something.
Oh, really?
To do it. Yeah, they're not expensive.
Oh.
But you go around the world, you do different experiences, and all the people that work there are exchange people from those countries.
Oh.
So like when you go to France in Epcot, it's the two guys who are standing there selling Mickey Mouse French t-shirts.
Hello, would you like some of Mickey Mouse?
Well, you hear them talking to each other, right? Me and Nikki went not too...
Voulez-vous coucher à la boîte?
We went... C'est quoi? We went not too long ago, and you can hear them. They're like, ho-ho, 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 and they were laughing in a very French way, and we got a giggle out of that, but it's...
And did I pull off its head and I rip out your bones?
Would you like to buy Mickey Mouse?
So what's the craziest thing you ever saw when working in the park? Do you have a story like that?
The craziest thing. Like when it comes to guests at the park?
However you want to interpret it, the question.
I think, Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah.
Starts up in the park and they start closing off sections. And they're building their haunted houses and their attractions and stuff.
Yeah.
And as an employee who doesn't work, so they don't take people who work at the park to work on Halloween Horror Nights. It's a separate entity.
Okay.
So as a park employee, you can't know anything about Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh.
You can't wander into the, while they're building it and stuff, you can't. So I'm working overnight.
The scariest.
The what?
The scariest?
Yeah, the scare areas, yes.
Scariest?
Sure.
Yeah.
Trick or treat, sure. Fucking. I looked that up, by the way. It does have an apostrophe. It's trick or treat. I saw it the other day. I literally looked it up on Prime. But
there's no apostrophe.
There is. There is.
No, there's not.
On the front cover of the thing, there is.
No, there's
it's
not.
A pumpkin person,
nope.
Child thing. And yep. It's just trick or treat, there's an apostrophe in there.
So it is trick-er, yeah, like Toys R Us?
Yeah, it's trick or treat.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not trick or treat.
All right, so what's your weird story?
And so it's sections of the park that have been closed off all of a sudden. So doing the landscaping, one of the things that I did was like take a leaf blower and I blow off the queue lines where people would wait in line to get on a ride.
Yeah.
And I'd have like a headlamp because the park is pitch black.
Are you listening to metal?
I probably was listening to a podcast or something. Oh, okay. To be honest, I don't know. Something. I was listening to something. I don't know. And so I'm like walking around and I'm leaf blowing this queue, and it's where they took the old Jaws statue.
Yeah.
Where the Jaws blew up and he was all mangled.
Yeah.
And that statue was there. So like I was walking backwards and I'm like blowing leaves, and like I bump into this statue and I turn around and I'm like headlamp lights up this big, and you know, I'm scared of sharks. Yeah. And it was just this big shark. Like, rah! I was like, ah, shit. And like I kept blowing off the queue and I walked, and then there was this tent. It was like white fabric. And I walked through the flaps of the tent and I just had my leaf blower. It's like run, go, 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 go. It's like a backpack blower.
Right. Yeah.
So it was a go, 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 go. And I'm just like walking through and I shine my headlamp in, and there's like body parts hanging from the ceiling, and there's like a doctor's table and like someone massacred on it, and there's like blood everywhere. And I wandered into one of the haunted houses that was being
built. With a leaf blower?
With a leaf blower. It's just me in the dark with a headlamp. Like,
oh my.
Yeah. And it was like tight little corridors, and I'm trying to find the exit, but I didn't want to go back where it was scary. So I was just like, and I found my way outside, and then I saw a sign that was like Universal employees do not enter, will be fired. Like, oh, it's my. A big deal. Like, yeah. You can't know anything about.
They have their own cast and crew for those things.
Yeah, and they build the houses during the day, which is why it's roped off to guests to the park. But at night, no one's there working on the thing. So I just fucking backed into it. I don't know how I got into this fucking haunted house.
I just imagine you're just like, and
you know me, like, I'm scared of this stuff. Yeah, I'm not like, oh, this is neat. I'm like, demons, spirits from beyond. Like,
horror.
I'm terrified that the things are going to move and touch me.
Yeah.
And yeah, I fucking, I was walking through and I got lost. And then I came out the other side.
You're just with a leaf blower. You're going, there's like entrails hanging from it. Oh my God. Oh and God.
My only light was my headlamp. So it's wherever I
looked. You couldn't get out?
The only thing I could see is exactly what I was looking at.
Right.
Because it's a headlamp.
Yeah.
So like, it's not like I could peek. I couldn't peek around a corner. I was like, I guess I should go. I turn my head and the thing lights up. It's just like body parts hanging. Animatronics that are there, the power is always running.
Yeah.
So the animatronics are still moving and the noises are still happening and stuff. There's just no actors to touch you. So it's just me, and I'm like, I go around and the light turns on. It's like, and he murdered me with a saw. And there's like blood dripping from the ground and it's like a fountain. I'm like, it's terrifying.
Oh my God, Jeremy, that makes me so happy that terrible thing happened to you.
And it was never the same after that.
Yeah.
Every time when Halloween was done and I still had to go blow, like leaf blow those times.
Yeah.
So it's loud and I got my head things on. I'm like, I just be always looking over my shoulder. Something was going to jump out and touch me.
All of a sudden, you're just inside a haunted house.
Yeah. Oh, I've never blown off this area before. And then I just look up and my light goes, fing.
She's been impaled through the vagina. We are Majizipod, MJSYPOD, on all of the things. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We have a website. It's majizipod.com, MJSYPOD. We have a phone number, 903-287-0660 is our phone number. Guess what? If you call that number, I might answer it now because I have a work phone.
And lots of free time.
For the podcast. Not lots of free time, but...
call whenever you want.
Call. Who knows what'll happen. Support our show. You can support it in a couple of different ways. You can go on to Spotify or Apple or however you're listening to us right now and give us some 5-star ratings. That helps other people find our show. And if you wanted to support it financially, you can go to our Patreon page. And you can even link your Patreon through Spotify, through our new Spotify channel, Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast Supreme. Morty.
Supreme.
Supreme. And $3 a month. You can support our show for all the shows you've listened to. You also get extra content on there, some interviews with us talking with the shows that we steal, some great conversations. And we have a playlist. If you want to submit your music for us to play and share with the world, you can submit that through our email, ajah@majestypod.com, UHJYEAH. And we feature that song, those songs, on our Spotify playlist, Majizzy Playlist. Jeremy.
Mike.
You're so tired.
I'm ready.
I don't want to do this anymore.
I'm ready.
You've had a long day.
I've had a long fucking
week.
I got to go to Texas.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry. Oh, we have a lot of listeners in Texas, actually.
You're welcome, Texas, because there ain't much other shit going on. So fucking listen up.
Yeah, support us. If you like what we do, if we made you laugh today, share us with your friends and grandma. That's all we ask.
I bet there's a lot of grandmas.
Jeremy, there's so many grandmas.
That's the demographic.
Our 64 and over listeners are the 20%.
We need to shoot for retirement homes.
Old people love us.
That's where we need to be playing.
And baby little children.
We should start just broadcasting to...
Old, you don't give a fuck anymore.
Hey, check this out. The kid said, slay, dead ass.
Anything else, Jeremy?
That's it.
All right, Jeremy.
I'm done.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Bye. Theme parks would be so fulfilling.
I had so much fun. I don't even want to go home.
I'm not a huge fan of theme parks, as I probably stated in the episode that we're doing.
You probably complained every line that we were in. You complained.
Well, we've already done it, so why would it be weird to not reference something that we said? Fucking theme parks suck.
Theme parks are awesome. They're the best. It's a fantasy on Earth.
Well, obviously, our back and forth throughout the episode proved how well we worked together on covering these types of topics.
Remember how funny we were around the 23-minute mark?
Specifically?
Yep.
Yep, I remember.
Let's fast forward to there.
It was like it was just now. Maybe 30...
About 30 to 40 minutes ago.
Well, anyway, Remy, here's your podcast back. It's safe and sound. It kept its hands and feet inside the cart at all times. And you may have your podcast back.
I don't want it back. You guys just take it. Keep it. I don't want it.
We've never been met with this scenario.
Things get stranger and stranger.
Are you okay, Remy? Are you okay, buddy?
This podcast sucks, man. I don't like it.
You know what, Mike? I think we should just take his season passes and keep going. Keep
it? There you go. Take my season pass. Take it. I don't want any more.
Do
just take
just
it.
Keep it next to the Donkey Balls
Wait,
podcast?
Does he have a sponsorship? Because we might be able to use something like that.
Hey, does this podcast
Hold on. I want my podcast back. I want it back. Give it back to me.
Okay, well, you know, I'm no Indian giver. I'll give you your podcast back.
Okay, thank you.
I don't think you could say Indian giver anymore.
Why not?
I don't think that's a thing.
It's an idiom.
Well, you can't sit Indian style, but you can Indian give.
And then there's the baseball team has gone away.
What, the Cleveland Browns?
The Red Sox.
that NFL football team name is gone, so that's gone. That's all taken care of.
What was
the Washington?
Washington, oh,
the Washington racists.
With the Washington, yeah, team. If you wanted it, you should have stood up for it. Is that what it's called?
Wait, so you do want it back?
Yes, I'll take my podcast.
It's very sticky. Yes. I'm sorry. It just happens.
They're always returned sticky.
Always sticky.
It's a running theme.
Yes.
Fourth wall.
I'm going to milk it.
Which is also sticky when dried.
Masturbation joke.
There we go.
You can't cheat. You can't cheat. No cheating allowed. The cheater.
Do you want burgers or pizza?
Burgers.
Burgers?
Yeah. Are you ordering food?
Burgers.
Nice. I actually don't know if I'll have time to eat them, actually, depending on how long they'd take to get here. What's your guess, Jeremy? Oh, for you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I apologize.
No, you're fine.
It was on a whim. I was like, burgers for everyone. I even sent the message. The message was, Nikki, burgers all around. Five guys. And the response is like, well, I already did this. I'm like, oh, all right.
Okay.
Sorry, buddy.
No, it's no problem.